The date, March 21st, 1956. A new radio station appears on the FM band.
Good morning, everyone. The Canadian Army's radio station with studios and transmitter at Verrill in Westphalia is about to begin another day of programs for soldiers of the 2nd Canadian Infantry Brigade Group and their dependents. The station operates on a power output of 250 watts, broadcasting on a frequency of 96.9 megacycles using frequency modulation. The time now is exactly 1 minute after 6:30.
And so the birth of Radio Canadian Army Europe, CAE, a radio station to serve Canadian Forces personnel and their dependents stationed here in Westphalia, Germany. Good evening, I'm Mal Jones and I'm your host for the next 3 hours and 58 minutes. That's how long Radio CAE has left before it ceases to exist. When former Defense Minister Leo Cadieux announced last autumn that the brigade here in northern Germany would be phased out, it spelled the end of our little station. After 14 years, 6 months, and 27 days of providing news and entertainment to Canadians here. From now until we sign off the air at 12 midnight tonight, we're going to set the clock back right to the very beginning and relive some of the highlights of this station. And we're going to talk to some of the people who, at some time or another, were part of Radio CAE. And we're also going to play some music, a pleasant blend of easy listening, pop, and country, due also to the interruption of our regular news programming by this broadcast. Any late developments in Canadian news will be aired as received. Also, BFBS Cologne will be joining us for a simultaneous broadcast later in the evening. So, as our program director put it very aptly, if we gotta go, we're going out in style. Please join us. Thank you.